something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Great blessings. You begin to enjoy great blessings. Many Christians are not enjoying great blessings. I said 90% of them are in the general level of God's kindness. But there are some great blessings. Those great blessings don't come because you are a Christian. You've got to get them. Bring them down with your faith. You can keep crying, oh God, I know one day it's going to happen. It's not going to happen that way. Your faith has to produce results. You have to take a hold of it. You have to decree a thing. He says, and thou shalt decree a thing also, and it shall be established unto thee. You begin to talk like that. Talk like a king. And it's just 8% of God's children that have moved to that level. See? That's too many of them who are living in the general class. When you move into that level, you begin to determine what your house is going to be like. You begin to determine what your home will be like. You determine the kind of clothes you're going to wear. You determine the kind of money you're going to have. You determine it. You don't wait for it to come. You tell it what to do. Go. You tell it. Because it will not come. Because you're born again. It will not come because you're nice. It will not come because you're good. It will not come because you're kind. It's not going to come. You have to understand it. It doesn't come because you're kind or good or prayerful. God's great blessings don't come just because you're a Christian. The blessings are okay for you. You can't even exhaustively experience all the blessings of God on the first level. But I don't have to wait to enjoy all of them. As soon as I hear there's something better than the one I'm struggling for, I want to go higher. In the first level, you get sick and then you get well. And then you get well and then you get sick. And then you get sick and then you get well. In the second level, where is God's great blessing? You say, wow, I take divine health in the name of Jesus. In the first level, you are saying, well, God's going to heal me. You know what? The Bible says healing is the children's bread. Healing is for children. Did you hear that? It's not for kings. Healing, the Bible calls it the children's bread. That's what Jesus said. He said healing is a children's bread. Did you hear that? That's in the first level. In the second level, you don't ask for healing. Your faith begins to work for divine health. That's when you learn the language, I refuse to be sick. You begin to feel a tumor in your body. And you say, oh no, tumor, in the name of Jesus, get out of my body. You see, at that second level, life changes. At the first level, you are like a cat, meow, meow. You know, there are no sissies in God's army. In that first level, you know, some pain in your body, and you say, please pray for me, there's a pain in my body, and then they pray for you. Some of the times you feel something in your body, say, oh Lord Jesus, heal me of this thing. He might even do it. And then you just go on like that. But after a while, you've got to move to the next level. God's great blessings. Where 365 days of the year, no headache, no cold, no fever, no cough. Glory! Thank you, Lord. How can you be giving your tithes to God and also be giving the doctor some money for your health? It just doesn't gel. Do you understand what I'm talking about? It just doesn't sound right. So when you move to that second level, you take divine health in the name of Jesus. I'm not going to be sick. I refuse the symptoms. Now, at that level, symptoms will come. At that level, trouble will come. But that's why you are there. You begin to talk like a king. You shake it up in the name of Jesus. You feel a numbness in your hand, and it's like the hand is not going to move anymore. You say, hand, move. Listen, when you begin to move like that, the anointing will go right in. At that level, you act like a king. You see, kings are trained. You have to understand this. That's when you become the adopted son. I don't know if you understand what I'm talking about. Let me begin to explain a little to you. You know, the Bible says, God spoke out of heaven and said, this, at the baptism of Jesus, he said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Then again he said, this is my beloved son, hear ye him. Now when he said, this is my beloved son, the Greek word that he used was different from when you're talking about someone that you gave birth to. He was talking about what the Greeks called the adopted son. Now the adopted son didn't mean that someone that was not your son and you paid some money to get him into your house. Doesn't mean that you looked up for one poor little guy and said, all right, I'm going to bring you into my house. And he said, this is my adoption. And that's not what he's talking about. The doctrine of adoption there referred to when you brought up a son, even though he was your son. Now, when the king had children, the governors and the king together will look at all the sons of the king and begin to determine which of them would be trained for kingship. Which of them would take over the throne. They'll begin to train them. So the one that had been fully trained to maturity was called the adopted son. He was called a son of adoption. And so he was taken from among them and presented to the king. This is the adopted son. But he gave birth to him. But that didn't make him the adopted son until he was trained. So the adopted son meant the son that had been brought into maturity for kingship. So when Jesus was proclaimed by God the Father, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased, he was talking about, this is my beloved adopted son. Now he has come to maturity. For 30 years, he hadn't gotten there. For 30 years, he performed no miracle. For 30 years, the demons couldn't tell him from others. For 30 years, nobody knew who he was. For 30 years, he walked like an ordinary man, but he was being trained by the Father. Until the Holy Ghost came on him. When the Holy Ghost came upon him, the Bible says God spoke out of heaven and said, now is the time. The boy has been raised. This is my beloved son. He said, hear ye him. In other words, everybody, everything, living and non-living, hear him. The authority is with him. And right away, Jesus began to operate. He began to talk to sickness, disease and infirmity. He talked to death. He talked to demons. Praise God. He talked to a tree. He talked to the wind. He talked to the waves. Are you hearing me? He talked to bread and he talked to fish. He was talking about everything. For God said, hear ye him. He had come to that point. And the Bible says, a son, an heir, as long as he is a child, deferred nothing from a servant. But it's placed under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. To be raised. So, there comes that time in training where the Holy Ghost has to let you know it's about time you stop crying about your pay. It's about time you stop crying about your job. It's about time you stop crying about your lack of money. It's about time you begin to prophesy and declare and decree a thing and let it be established unto you. I refuse to be poor. Boy, I know who I am. I'm the king's key, glory to God. That's why I'm rich, 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 rich. Rich, 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 rich. I mean, I'm in superabundance. See, that's why the folks, you know, a lot of them can't understand us. Glory to God. You know, somebody said one day, he said, what about if one day all this thing you're talking about will come to a finish? At a finish? Finish? Our riches are inexhaustible. You don't understand? Inexhaustible. If Jesus tarries and I get to be 90, I'm going to be preaching the same thing. Preaching the same thing. Shouting the same thing. And telling the young folks, get up, refuse to be broke. Hallelujah. Refuse to be broke in your life.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Port Harcourt, Zone 3, Jersey and Jenny Street off Peter Adili Road behind Domino's, Port Harcourt. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., Wednesdays lunch hour service 12 noon. Thank you for joining us today. If you like us to pray with you, or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834. Or send mail to info@loveworldradiantworks.org. God bless you.